From this location, we can view some emblematic buildings and works built on the occasion of the Expo, such as the Water Tower, the Bridge Pavilion, the Third Millennium Bridge, the Spain Pavilion, or the Fluvial Aquarium. It is worth mentioning a bit about each one of them, as they are symbols of the new city. The Water Tower was named like this due to its ground plan inspired in a drop of water, which makes the building adopt different shapes depending on the viewpoint. In a near future, it will be transformed into a temporary exhibition centre of contemporary art, managed by the Caja de Ahorros de la Inmaculada. Practically at the feet of the tower, we can see the conference centre of Aragon, with a very singular jagged outline. Another iconic building is the Bridge Pavilion, designed by the prestigious Iraqi architect Zaha Hadid. Its ground plan simulates a gladiolus, with one end supported by the right riverbank, and the other branching out in three stems and supported by the left riverbed, where we are right now. Ibercaja will manage this building and transform it into a museum, most certainly related with new technologies. Next, we can see the Third Millennium Bridge, a work by engineer Juan José Arenas from Huesca. Together with the Bridge Pavilion, this work can be found in lists of the best and most beautiful bridges in the world. The Spanish Pavilion is easily recognizable due to the forest of clay columns surrounding it, contributing to a microclimate which cools down the temperature in the summer, making it a sustainable building. We mustn't forget that the Expo slogan was Sustainable Development and Water. Since its inauguration, the pavilion has been awarded several national and international prizes. And lastly, the Fluvial Aquarium, the largest freshwater aquarium in Europe. Its exhibition is centred on a route along five large rivers: Africa's Nile, America's Amazon River, China's Mekong, Australia's Darling, and Spain's Ebro. In the centre of the aquarium, we can see the world's river, a large tank simulating the origin of the world. And now, we are left to just enjoy this marvellous setting.